The wreck of the Eber Ward illustrates the fact that shipwrecks can occur on the Great Lakes even on calm, sunny days. It was such a day on April 20th, 1909, when the ship bound for Port Huron, Michigan, with a load of 55,000 bushels of corn from Milwaukee, Wisconsin, struck an ice floe in the Straits of Mackinac. The ice cut a deep gash in the bow of the Eber Ward, and the ship sank in 10 minutes, taking five of her crew with it. Before this fateful day, the 213-foot wooden-hulled steamer had served the Great Lakes shipping trade for 21 years with little problem. 2 years after the disaster, the load of corn was salvaged and sold to a starch works, which demonstrates the preservation qualities of the Great Lakes. The remains of the wreck were discovered in 1980 by Chuck and Jerry Feltner of Dearborn, Michigan. Divers will find the wreck upright with a modest debris field off the stern. The gash that sank the vessel can be plainly seen on the port side, near the bottom, in 140 feet of water. Although the cabins and transom are not intact, divers will be interested in seeing unusual cargo unloading machinery in some of the hatches. A lifeboat which capsized during the sinking is found northeast of the port stern.